ततो गजेन्द्रस्य मनो बलौजसाम् कालेन दीर्घेन महान् अभूद्वयः विक्रयमानस्य जलेव सीदतो विपर्ययो अभूत् सकलम् जलौकसः ततो गजेन्द्रस्य मनोबलौजसा कालेन दीर्घेन महान् अभूद्वयः विक्रयमानस्य जलेव सीदतो विपर्ययो भूत् सकलम् जलौकसः ततो गजेन्द्रस्य मनोबलौजसा कालेन दीर्घेन महान् अभूद्वयः विकृष्यमानस्य जलेव सीदतो विपर्ययो अभूत् सकलम् जलौकसः
बोलो ततः देर आफ्टर गज इंद्रस्य ऑफ द किंग ऑफ द एलिफेंट्स मनः ऑफ द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ एंथुजियाज्म बला द फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ ओजसाम एंड द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द सेंसेस कालेना बिकॉज ऑफ इयर्स ऑफ फाइटिंग Dirgena, prolonged. Mahan, great. Abhut, became. Vyayaha, the expenditure. Vikrishyamanasya, who was being pulled by the crocodile. Jale, into the water. A foreign place. Foreign. avasidatah, reduced mental, physical and sensory strength. Viparyayah, the opposite. Abhut, became. Sakalam, all of them. Jala okasaha, the crocodile, whose home is the water. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, because of being pulled into the water and fighting for so many long years, the elephant became diminished in his mental, physical and sensual strength. The crocodile, on the contrary, being an animal of the water, increased in enthusiasm, physical strength and sensual power. Purport. In the fighting between the elephant and the crocodile, the difference was that, although the elephant was extremely powerful, he was in a foreign place, in the water. During 1,000 years of fighting, he could not get any food, and under the circumstances, his bodily strength diminished. And because his bodily strength diminished, his mind also became weak, and his senses less powerful. The crocodile, however, being an animal of the water, had no difficulties. He was getting food and was therefore getting mental strength and sensual encouragement. Thus, while the elephant became reduced in strength, the crocodile became more and more powerful. Now, from this we may take a lesson that in our fight with Maya, we should not be in a position in which our strength, enthusiasm and senses will be unable to fight vigorously. Our Krishna consciousness movement has actually declared war against the illusory energy and which in which all the living entities are rotting in a false understanding of civilization. The soldiers in this Krishna consciousness movement must always possess physical strength, enthusiasm and sensual power. To keep themselves fit, they must therefore place themselves in a normal condition of life. What constitutes a normal condition will not be the same for everyone, and therefore there are divisions of Varnashrama: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanprastha and Sannyas. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is advised that no one takes Sannyas. Ashwamedham, Gavalambam, Sannyasam, Palapaitrukam, Devarena, Sutotpattim, Kalau, Pancha, Vivarjayet. From this we can understand that in this age the Sannyas Ashram is forbidden because people are not strong. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us an example in taking sannyas at the age of 24 years. But even Sarvam Bhattacharya advised Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be extremely careful because he had taken sannyas at an early age. For preaching we give young boys sannyas, but actually it is being experienced that they are not fit for sannyas. There is no harm, however, if one thinks that he is unfit for sannyas. If he is very much agitated sexually, he should go to the ashram where sex is allowed, namely Grahastha Ashram. That one has been found to be very weak in one place does not mean that he should stop fighting the crocodile of Maya. One should take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, as we shall see Gajendra do, and at the same time, one can be a Grahastha if he is satisfied with sexual indulgence. There is no need to give up the fight. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommended Sthane Sita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhi. One may stay in whichever ashrama is suitable for him. It is not essential that one take sannyas. If one is sexually agitated, he can enter the Grahastha Ashram. But one must continue fighting. For one who is not in transcendental position, to take sannyas artificially is not very great credit. If sannyas is not suitable, one may enter the Grahastha Ashram and fight Maya with great strength. But one should not give up the fighting and go away.
Om Ajnantimrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasavi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada, there is an anecdote to this verse and purport. I will tell. I think this 1976 Prabhupada wrote this purport.
Madhudrishya Swami. Now I think he left his body. So at that time there was a talk that he was having an affair with some woman and all that. So he has taken away some $75,000, something like that. So Srila Prabhupada, he was hearing this. Then when somebody told that he stole so much money, because Madhudrishya Swami was a very powerful preacher and he was preaching very strongly in Australia and in some other parts, Hawaii and all that. So Srila Prabhupada was very fond of him, and then he was a kirtan king. He would do kirtan and very nice kirtans, and he would make people chant and dance. And then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, if he has stolen $75,000, Prabhupada said, that was his salary. Right? That was his salary. Then Srila Prabhupada told Pushtakrishna Swami, he was a GBC for, co-GBC for Hawaii and Australia and all that. Prabhupada told him, don't tell anybody, I'll make him alright. And then later on, Madhudrishya Maharaj, he sent his danda by post. And then he wrote a note that, Prabhupada, I never stole even a single dollar. Like that. So when Prabhupada received that, he was very happy that at least, oh, he is repenting. Like that. So at that time, Prabhupada wrote this purport. Right? Then he suggested, okay, if you cannot survive in sannyas, no problem, you know, you get married. And, you know, continue the fight. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would give sannyas only to the brahmanas. And all those brahmana boys, like Sridhar Maharaj and all, they are very, very great scholars. And born in Brahmin family, they had never committed any sinful activities previous to joining Hare Krishna. So some of them also had problem. So what to speak of somebody coming from Western countries who never followed any rules and regulation like that. Once Prabhupada was saying, it was there in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, then when Dhruva Maharaj was fighting with the Yakshas, those Yakshas, whoever was killed by Dhruva Maharaj, because they were being killed by a pure devotee, they were directly going to Brahmaloka, where only brahmacharis who never discharge semen even once, they can only go. Like that. And then, once Prabhupada was saying, if you have discharged semen even once, you cannot go back home back to Godhead. And all the disciples, their, you know, faces of, they were cracked, fallen. You know? They said, oh, it is impossible. okay, no problem. Now you chant Hare Krishna. Now onwards you follow, you will go back home back to God. Like that. So it is tough. So Prabhupada, one more time, in third canto of Bhagavatam, it is given that Brahmaji, he was attracted to his own daughter. And then all the sages and all, they protested, you know. They went and spoke to him. Said, you know, this is not proper. Even then Brahmaji did not listen. Then they all prayed to the Lord, please save, you know, Brahmaji should not be doing all these things. Then the Lord advised him, give up this body. Right? Give up this body. Then he gave up that body. Then he took a new body. Prabhupada says, if some sannyasi or somebody falls down, commits sinful activity, he should commit suicide. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said. You know, Chota Haridas committed suicide. So once Prabhupada was walking in Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, and then Vishnuchandra Swami, he was very great kirtankar and very great preacher. One day he was doing kirtan in Los Angeles temple, Whatsack Avenue. Prabhupada used to like that garden. So Vishnuchandra Maharaj was leading kirtan, and Prabhupada said, oh, this is Vaikuntha, like that he was saying. So he was very fond of him. He asked Prabhupada, if a sannyasi falls down, what he should do? Prabhupada told that he should commit suicide. Usually he should give up the body. After that, nobody saw Vishnujan Swami till now. When he heard that, but actually Brahmananda Maharaj, he was saying that if he heard it for some more few seconds, he would not have committed suicide. You know? So he said, but you know, even if he comes back again, you know, and practices Krishna consciousness, you know, it'll be glorious. Something like that, he added that sentence. But before he heard that sentence, he left. And everybody thinks that he committed suicide by jumping in Sangam. Like that. After that, nobody saw him. Like that. So, Prabhupada, somebody suggested that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Chota Haridas like that. What will happen to all the disciples of Prabhupada who are not following regulative principles strictly? You would also reject? But Prabhupada replied, no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do that. But how can I do that? How can I do that? Like that. Say, no, continue. Continue to do service. If you are unable to practice the principles in sannyasa ashram, no problem. You continue to practice. No, don't give up the fight. Like that. So, when devotees face problems, we should not behave like Hindus, you know. Now ISKCON has become like Hindu society. Oh, if somebody does something wrong, everybody will pounce on him and they will finish him off. You know, instead of giving support. You know, and so that he can continue to fight. You know, Hindus, you know, they talk all this morality, you know, taking action, right? Taking action against devotees, right? Like that. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do that, right? So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from South India Yatra, Saravam Bhattacharya met Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya called Saravam Bhattacharya and other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, and told that, see, look at this man, Kala Krishna Das, he accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on South India Yatra. So look at this man, he is my associate, he left my association and went after those gypsy women, butter eye women. So now I don't want to keep him anymore. You just let him do whatever he wants. So when Kala Krishna Das heard this, he started crying. You know, he started crying. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that just see somebody who is in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became allured by butter eye woman. From this we can understand, even if we misuse our slight independence, then one can fall even from the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Lord Chaitanya. So precarious. Like yesterday, Adbhuta Hari Prabhu was saying, you know, walking on the razor's edge, any time, like that. So, Prabhupada very nicely explained that this Kala Krishna Das, in another verse, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, Ramanandra and Saram Bhattacharya, they requested, you take one associate with you who will carry your command, you know, pot and all that, who will cook for you and all. Mahaprabhu said, I will not take any of my close associates, because if I take anyone, all others will protest, they will feel bad. Then he said, I need a devotee who is Snigdha. You know, who is Snigdha. So, Prabhupada writes that, you know, Snigdha means one who has peaceful mind. One who has peaceful mind. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that previously we have seen how Kala Krishna Das, he left the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became attracted to the Vatarai woman. From this we can understand, unless one is very, very determined, even if he is in the association of Lord Chaitanya, he will fall down. Very important. Even if the Lord wants to give us protection, we should want to actually continue in devotional service. For that we need determination. Then Swarup Damodara Goswami, he replies, oh, this Balabhadra Bhattacharya is there. Susrigdasya, he is Susrigdasya, Sadhu Arya. No. Take this Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He is Susrigdasya. Because Prabhupada writes that one has to be peaceful in mind and one should have love for the Lord and the spiritual master. Otherwise, if he is not peaceful in his mind, and if he is duplicitous, one who is non-duplicitous, he is called a sadhu. And one who is duplicitous, he cannot be called a sadhu. And one who is a duplicitous person, he will never get Krishna. So, Prabhupada writes that if he is not peaceful in his mind, he will become attracted, especially by this sex desire. And he will have problem. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want such a person who is not peaceful in mind, like that. And Prabhupada says, Susnigdhasya means one who has great affection. Snigdha means peaceful mind. Susnigdha means one who has great affection. So one who has affection for the Lord and the spiritual master, he will be naturally peaceful in mind. And sadhu means non-duplicitous. Non-duplicitous. Like that. So, from this we can understand from the pages of Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita that how Prabhupada also is explaining in this purport that one should remain peaceful and one should remain in the association of devotees. So this pure devotional service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that very, very, very rare to obtain. Ye rupe brahmanda brahmite brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. All of us, we are wandering in different, many, many universes. So, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, we get this seed of devotional service. So, this pure devotional service is very rare. So, that is why Arjuna is asking this question. Evam satata yuktaye bhaktasvam paryupasate echap yaksharma vyaktam tesham ke Yoga Vittama. So because Arjuna, he already heard that, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yumam samayukta tamu mataha. Yukta tama. Right? Yoga Vittama. Like they are all same words. So, he has already heard that of all the yogis, who is the best? One who is attached to impersonal Brahman worship or your transcendental form of Shyamsundara, two-handed form of Shyamsundara form, who is better? Please decide and tell, like that. And then, there is one word called Yoga Vittara. Yoga Vittara means comparison of two worshippers. So Yoga Vittama means who is the best among all the worshippers? So he wants to know not only Yoga Vittara, but he wants to know Yoga Vittama, who is the best of all worshippers? Right? So Krishna replies, one who is constantly remembering my form with transcendental Shraddha. Shraddhaya Parayopetas. Shraddhaya Parayopetas. One who has transcendental faith. மையாவேஷமனுயேமாம் நித்தியயுக்த உபாஸ்தே ஸ்ரத்தையா பரயோபேத சமயயுக்த தமோ மதஹ. ரைட், மனு இஸ் சோ திஸ் ரிமெம்பரிங் ஆஃப் ஷாம்சுந்தர ஃபார்ம், யூ நோ கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்ட்ரெஸ்ஸஸ் தட் ஹி அண்ட் தென் வித் டிரான்சென்டல் ஃபேத் ஹி இஸ் த பெஸ்ட். ரைட், சோ like in 11th canto Bhagavatam there is one verse which says that one who is pursuing atmajnan, you know, that shraddha is in mode of goodness. One who is doing karma, that shraddha is in mode of passion. And one who is performing irreligious activities, that shraddha is shraddha in tamas. But one who is performing pure devotional service, that shraddha is nirguna shraddha, that means transcendental goodness, like that. So one who is performing my devotional service, he is in transcendental goodness, with transcendental shraddha, he is the best, Krishna is saying. Right, so and very difficult to get this shraddha, just like in this story of Gajendra Moksha in Andhra, in South India, this is a very famous and they advise that people by heart all the Gajendra's prayers, and they have many of them, they know Gajendra's prayers, right? So it's very famous. So there is one actually this, it is not true. In Bhagavatam we can understand this is version is different. But in Andhra, there is one guy who is very famous, who wrote Bhagavatam. He said that as soon as Gajendra, he asked for the Lord. Krishna just came on Garuda. So he did not even bring his Sudarshan Chakra because he was so much in hurry. You know, but actually it is not true. He brought Sudarshan Chakra and then he cut the head of crocodile. Right? So that's why, you know, my sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. No. What is that verse? Etu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananya neva yogena mam dhyayantu paste tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasam. So Krishna is saying that somebody may ask, what is that sadhana that, you know, one has to adopt? Krishna is saying, no, they don't need any sadhana. I come, if somebody has developed affection for me, I come on my Garuda and lift him from the ocean of birth and death and take him back home, back to Godhead. That's what, this is a story, Gajendra Moksha, that's what it have, you know. That is very important, you know, Krishna came on Garuda and all that. So somebody is performing pure devotional service, he is assured that Krishna will come and on his Garuda and take him back to Godhead. That is assured. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that one after getting the seed, one must actually water the seed, you know, by regularly chanting and hearing. But one thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that one who is committing Vaishnava aparad, like, you know, hatamat, you know, he elephant, you know, he will, the mad elephant will enter the garden of Bhakti Lata and he may destroy it. Right? So Prabhupada warns us that somebody who thinks that he doesn't need any association of devotees, he doesn't have to follow any regulative principles, he may, if he goes out of the society of the devotees, you know, if he goes out of the society of the devotees, he will definitely become affected by the Vaishnava aparad and he will directly fall down. And Prabhupada writes in the, so then he says, one must build a fence around the garden. You know, so what is that fence we have to build? Association of devotees. One has to build the fence of association with of devotees. And then Prabhupada writes very nicely that if somebody thinks, you know, one must actually stick to the association of devotees, you know, and then one must follow the regulative principles given by the spiritual master. If somebody thinks that there are many pseudo devotees in our society, somebody thinks there are many non-devotees in the society, you know, then Prabhupada wants, still one must not leave the society. One must not leave the society. He can directly approach the spiritual master and take guidance directly from him. Right? So it's very, very important that like Prabhupada is telling in the purport, that one must remain in the strong position. Right? One must remain in the strong position. Like that, our strength is association of devotees. So, if you remain in the association of devotees, no matter what happens, right? No matter what happens, we will be very safe. We'll be safe. Right? In the end, we may be fighting with many devotees. Many devotees may hate us. Right? All the time we may be, you know, arguing, fighting and hating each other. But you know, in the end, you know, once you are fallen seeker, you got some cancer and all your enemies also will come and visit. Yeah, you know, right? Said, no, don't worry. Right? So they will give association, they will read Bhagavatam for you, they will chant, they will put the record, devotees will bring Mahaprasad. You know, all the animosity will be forgotten. Right? Like that. I know one big Maharaj, he was very fallen, very sick. Before that, you know, many devotees, they fought with him and they removed him from the temple and so many things happened in 1906-97. And later on that Maharaj became very sick. And then Maharaj was very angry and he was very upset with all the devotees and all that stuff. But when he was very sick and all, then everything became all right and all the devotees also, they begged forgiveness and Maharaj also forgave and everything became, you know, normal and so they are helping him and all that. So, one must not leave the association of devotees at any cost, because Prabhupada writes that if we are on our own, definitely we will fall down, because that is our strength, right? So, while remaining in the society of devotees, you know, we remain very safe. Then one more thing. In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas to everybody who wanted. He said like that. So later, in the beginning, Prabhupada said this one ashrama and all is very difficult. Pure devotional service and all that. Later on it became evident that all the devotees are unable to follow practice strictly and all. Then Varnashrama is required. So after 1975-76, Prabhupada was very careful about giving sannyas, because he saw so many sannyasis falling down and all that. So that's why Prabhupada is quoting this verse. That Ashwamedham Gavalambam, you know, Sanyasam Palapaitrikam, Devarena Sutotpattim Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet. So many people, they ask this question, if sannyas is prohibited, you know, so why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas? Why Prabhupada gave Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave sannyas to so many people, and Prabhupada gave sannyas to, you know, foreigners, right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and if you see, he took sannyas from Kesha Bharati, and he didn't accept the title Bharati, because he retained the Brahmachari name Chaitanya. So, Sarambhattacharya was very surprised. How come, you know? Said, I will make him sannyas, you know. Oh, Bharati Sampradaya is very inferior Sampradaya. I will make him, you know, some Saraswati Sampradaya. Huh? Like that. So Gopinath Acharya, he chastised him. What nonsense, you know, you're a rascal. Like that. So another incident, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from South India Yatra, Purushottam Acharya, who is otherwise Sarup Damodar Goswami. So Sarup Damodar, Purushottam Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are mates in Navadvip. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he became like a madman. Then he went to Benares. Then he took sannyas from some Tirtha or somebody. Like that. But he followed the principle of taking of the Sikha and all that stuff. But he did not wear the sannyasi dress. And he did not take the name of sannyasi title. So he retained the Sarup Damodar like that. Prabhupada advised, when Prabhupada was giving sannyas, he was not changing the name. Like, you know, Shridhar Das, then Shridhar Swami he became, Tamal Krishna Das, Tamal Krishna Goswami he became, like that. But now I don't know why they changed the names. But Prabhupada instructed in Chaitanya Charitamrita that you don't change the names, you know, of sannyasi, you know, bhakti, this and that, add like that. So, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, even Sarup Damodar Goswami took sannyas, still, you know, they did not take the sannyasi titles, or they did not claim that, you know, because in Mayavadi, I am very always surprised why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar Goswami took sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasis. Why not from Shish Vaishnava Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya? I am very amused. Anyway, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and then his servant Mukundatta informed him, Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati came to meet you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out and he saw Brahmananda Bharati was wearing deer skin instead of sannyasi cloth. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that these sannyasis, in Manu Samhita it is advised that, you know, they wear deer skin. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve, because after taking sannyas, unless you realize Brahman, unless you realize the Brahman, you don't wear, you know, all this deer skin and all. Simply for false prestige, they wear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Mukundata said, can I send him in? No. Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. I will only go and meet him. Anyway. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and then he saw Brahmananda Bharati wearing deer skin. He said, I think you are mistaken. Where is Brahmananda Bharati? Where is Brahmananda Bharati? He was asked. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, you know, he is sitting here. No, you are mistaken, you are an illusion. He cannot be Brahmananda Bharati. He is not. He won't be wearing deer skin. So, Prabhupada, then Brahmananda Bharati understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like me wearing deer skin. Then he said, then he thought, I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like. From now onwards, I will not wear deer skin. Then when Mahaprabhu understood that there is a change in his mind, then he said, then he got the sannyasi dress and then he wear. Then Brahmananda Bharati told that I will do whatever you like. If I do anything which is not favorable to you, you will reject me and then you will not offer me respect. I am very sorry. Then he told one very interesting thing, that there are two Brahmans here in Jagannath Puri. One who is moving, one who is not moving. So the one who is moving, he is very blackish. And one who is moving, he is a golden complexion. You know, golden complexion. And then Mahaprabhu, then Brahmananda Bharati said like that. So both the lords are delivering everybody all over the world. Like that. So Mahaprabhu smiled and said, actually there are two Brahmans in this room. You know, one is Brahmananda Bharati, another is Gaurahari, another is Shyam Sundar, who is actually, these two Brahmans are moving, another Brahman, Shyam Sundar, he is not moving. Like that. So Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad, Mahaprabhu wanted to indicate that, you know, Supreme Lord is there, and then these two Brahmans, there are so many, these Jivas, you know, represented by Mahaprabhu and Brahmanand Bharati. And there are so many of the jivas like that. Right? So, Brahmanand Bharati said no. Because you have known my mind and you have changed my mind. You know, you must be all pervading. That is why you are also, you know, like Lord Jagannath only. You know. So Mahaprabhu said, no, it's not like that. Then Brahmananda Bharati went to Swarupa Bhattacharya, said, my dear Swarupa Bhattacharya, you please be mediator. You only decide who is, you know, like that. Then Swarupa Bhattacharya said, Brahmananda Bharati, you are correct. You are correct. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. I accept my defeat. Because spiritual master is always correct. Then Brahmananda Bharati said, no, it is not like that. It is not like that. Then he said, all this while, I am actually attached to impersonal Brahman. But as soon as I saw you, I started remembering Krishna. And I want to chant the holy names of Krishna. So, then he quoted, what is it? Sanyasa Krishma Shanta? That verse? Huh? Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi Sanyasa Krishma Shanta Nishta Shanta Parayanaha. He quoted that verse. All these symptoms that are there in this verse, they are seen in you. So you are actually a Sakshat Lord Jagannath. Like that. So you are not accepting defeat, not because you are my disciple, but you are accepting this defeat because the Supreme Lord always wants to accept defeat from His devotees. So that is it. So okay. So okay, stay here. Like that. So Sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that you know, if you want to take sannyas, you know, first of all, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all these Mayavadi sannyasis, right? When they see each other, they greet Om Namo Narayanaya, right? When Prakashananda Saraswati greeted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Om Namo Narayanaya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna me matirastu. Let your mind be dwell in Krishna. Like that. So he understood, he is a Vaishnava sannyasi. Right? Vaishnava sannyas. So Vaishnava sannyas, Vaishnavas, they take sannyas. You know, Vaishnavas, they take sannyas to preach the glories of the Lord. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas because at that time, all the his friends and all, they are taking him casually, his disciples and all. So he said, all the residents, they will give respect to a sannyasi. That's why he took sannyas. Right? That's why he took sannyas. Like that, but one has to be very, very careful. Sannyasi is usually banned in Kali Yuga, very risky also. Right? Very risky also. If sannyasi falls down, he has to become a worm in the stool for 60,000 lifetimes. It is given in Padma Purana. Somebody is saying, Iskan sannyasi is ko. छूट है पता नहीं पद्म पुराण में तो नोट नहीं लिखा इट्स नॉट रिटन इफ यू आर इस्कॉन सन्यासी यू आर राइट सो वन हैज टू बी वेरी केयरफुल वन शुड नॉट बिकम प्राउड और वन शुड नॉट हैव अल्टीरियर मोटिव दैट इफ आई बिकम ए सन्यासी आई विल गेट लॉट ऑफ वर्शिप आई विल गेट महाप्रसाद प्लेट यू नो all that stuff, you know, one should take sannyas to preach. So Prabhupada says, in second canto of Bhagavatam, unless one is free from gross sex desire, one should not take sannyas. At least, gross sex desire, one should be free. Then only, so here also Prabhupada writes in the purport, transcendental, you know, unless one becomes transcendental, one should not take sannyas. So very, very risky in Kali Yuga. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that in Kali Yuga, it is safe to be remain a grahastha and practice Krishna consciousness. So whatever it is, even if somebody falls down also, no problem. One should continue to fight against Maya by remaining situated in the strongest position. Right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what is the ultimate goal, can you tell? Then he told so many things. He said, Jnane Prayasa Udapasya Namanteva Jivanti Sanmukritam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Sthita Shutigatam Tanuvan Manobir E Prayasa Jita Ajita Asitaya Strilokya. He quoted this verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is correct. So, there is a purport it is given. Udapasya means, one should give up all kinds of mental speculation, all kinds of jnana type sadhana and all, you know, that is the first condition. Of course, in Anyabhilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam, you know, Anukulena Krishna Anusilenam, Bhakti Ruttama. So in that purport, Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes that we should not, you know, here it is written, Abhilashita Sunyam. But it is not written, Jnana Karmadi Sunyam. One should not give up Jnana and Karma completely. So Vishnu Chakra Thakur cautions that we should not reject karma, which is, you know, connected to Krishna. Krishna karma one should not give up. In the same way, one should not stop acquiring jnana that is connected to Krishna. Means one should not stop reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Right? One should not that is required. But what jnana one should give up? Any jnana that is in reference with the impersonal Brahman realization. That jnana we should not read. Any karma that binds us to material karma bandhan, one should not do that. But one should not give up like book distribution, you know, deity worship and temple construction. All these are connected to Krishna work. You should not give it up. Like that jnana also. So here, udapasya namanteva, Jnane Prayasa Udapasya means one should give up completely, you know, any kind of jnana that is connected. So when we are reading Srila Prabhupada books, many people nowadays, 2 days before also somebody was saying, right, oh, if a medical books, if you know, somebody reads and cannot become a doctor, right? But this doesn't apply to Prabhupada books. Friend, Prabhupada is a divine personality. Maha Bhagavat. And Prabhupada is there present in his books. Right? So when you are reading Srila Prabhupada books, right, Prabhupada is teaching you directly. He is teaching you. And Prabhupada has written books in such a way that no prior qualification is required to understand the books. That is why many of us we came, who taught us, right? We didn't attend any Bhakti Shastri class, right? When I started reading Bhagavad Gita in 91, I was a completely karmi. But in 3 months I was completely transformed and I didn't even meet even one devotee. I was reading. After reading 11 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, then I came to the temple. Then I got guidance to chant. But by the time only I was started chanting on my fingers, reading Bhagavad Gita, given up eating meat, everything, it came just by reading Srila Prabhupada books. And there are so many people where temples are not there, but Prabhupada's books have reached and they became devotees. Right? There is one very famous Vyas Puja offering by Shivaram Swami. Have anybody remember? You remember? Huh? Some 15 years back, Shivaram Swami offered a Vyas Puja. Said, there is one girl who never met any devotee. you know, reading Prabhupada's books, she became devotee and she was so much in ecstasy. So Shivara Maharaj was asking what mercy he gave to that girl Prabhupada, that you know, just by reading your book she became so ecstatic. Right? So for reading Srila Prabhupada's book, you know, so we don't want to become a doctor or a surgeon or anything. So reading Prabhupada's books means drinking nectar. What? Drinking? Because Prabhupada himself was reading his books. One day Prabhupada was reading Spanish Krishna book. Right? So then Hridayananda asked, Prabhupada, you know Spanish? A devotee of Krishna can do anything. Right? And then he was reading Krishna book. And Prabhupada, you are reading your own book? No, no, I have not written this book. Krishna has written this book. Right? In this regard, I want to share some my realization. That in month of November, there is one devotee, Vaisheshika Prabhu of Silicon Valley. He was giving class and then I was hearing on the radio. And he told that he follows this principle of reading every day 40 pages of Prabhupada books. Like that. I was so inspired by that. Even Gopalkrishna Maharaj was saying, no, in the class that Pralananda Swami, every day he reads 10 pages of Bhagavad Gita, and then till now he read 150 times Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. Right? So recently GBC also, there is a resolution that recently, you know, this GBC, that you know, everybody should read Srila Prabhupada books very carefully. Right. So I have started reading, I have started following 40 pages every day, you know. So in November 8th I started. In 3 months time I have, November, December, January, February, March, April. I have finished 4 cantos Bhagavatam every day. And then Madhilila Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, 2 times Krishna book, you know. And then one time Bhagavad Gita. So, and such a amazing, because every day whatever happens, you know, I read. Even if I'm traveling also, I have this tab and I was reading. And I want to share this, that all of you also follow this. And it is very nectarian. Because I was thinking I knew all these things, but you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita is completely pure nectar. You don't have to learn anything from anybody. You just read Chaitanya Charitamrita, keep on reading Madhya Lila, and simply your mind fills with nectar. And like that Bhagavatam also. So many things I have not known before. I have forgotten completely. Oh my God, all these things are there. You know? So you don't have to do, you don't learn Bhagavatam or anything. You just read. You just read. There is no need to understand or anything. So reading, somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, after you go, if I don't understand something, what should I do? Prabhupada said, keep reading my books again and again, you will understand. Just read Prabhupada's books, you know, then your mind will be filled with nectar. So there is no need like that. Anyway, so we are not, this jnana, we are not, so here udapasya means give up all this knowledge. But don't give up the knowledge of, you know, this reading of Srila Prabhupada books. You don't, just keep on reading Prabhupada books. Jivanti means, Srila Vishnath Chakur says, that somebody, he is simply maintaining himself. Because maintaining himself, his body and soul together. But he has no other time to do any other service for Krishna. But if simply keeps on hearing Krishna Katha, yeah, Krishna Katha, he will go back and back to God. Jivanti means, right? Jivanti Sanmukharitam. Sanmukharitam is very important. From the lips of pure devotees, one must hear. So you may ask, why are you here? Why am I hearing from you? You are not a pure devotee. Yes, I agree. I am not a pure devotee. And most of us. But we are hearing from Srila Prabhupada books. If as long as I repeat whatever is written in Prabhupada books, it is okay. Right? You are hearing from Prabhupada only. Or you can directly hear, like Prabhupada wrote in that Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport. You can directly consult the spiritual master. So you can read always Prabhupada books. Everywhere they are always there. Right? So, by hearing from the pure devotees, Krishna Katha, you know, a devotee is conquering, you know, Jita, Ajita, you know, Sanatana Goswami gives this purport that Jita, in regards to devotees, he conquers the body, mind, and the words of Krishna. How? Because when devotee hears Krishna Katha from the lips of a pure devotee, Krishna's words are conquered by devotee in the sense that Krishna is always glorifying his devotees. A devotee conquers the body of Krishna because Krishna is always ready to serve the devotee. And he conquers the mind of Krishna because Krishna is always thinking about his devotees. And this Ajita refers to non-devotees who cannot conquer Krishna's words, Krishna's body, and Krishna's, because Krishna doesn't care for these non-devotees. Right? So, then such a person, Sthane Sita Shuddhigata Tanuvan Manobhir. So, be an engineer, be a doctor, be a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whatever your position, you don't have to change it. That's what Prabhupada says. You don't have to change. But one thing you should do, hear from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord. So then, what happens? Krishna is unconquerable. You know, Krishna is unconquerable. But such a person also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unconquerable, who is unconquerable by many of these yogis and jnanis who meditate on the Lord, on the impersonal Brahman for many, many millions of years, you know, still they cannot even see the light that is emanating from the lotus nails of the Lord. You know that effulgence light is emanating from the nails of the lotus feet of the Lord. Even a small ray also they cannot see, even after millions of years of tapasya. Mantastu. No, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraku right. Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayu rathapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasya prapadya simni avichinti tattve. You know, vayu means, you know, pranayama. You know, vayu vaksha. So those people who have done for many, many millions of years, they cannot even see the small rays of the lotus lanes of the Lord. But a devotee, anybody, even a grahastha also, Brahmachari, whoever it is, if he simply hears Bhagavatam class every day, he can conquer Ajita, he becomes conquered Jita. Right? So, one should not, devotees who join the Hare Krishna movement, they should not be, many people they tell, Are Ramrup, tum kuch nahi karte ho, nobody is from Pujari is not attending class. My theory is that nobody had to tell me since so many 25 years, very hardly any time I miss hearing Bhagavatam class. Right? Nowadays I hear on the radio, but I never miss out. So, nobody has to tell me. Like that, nobody should tell us, has to tell us that, you know, come for Bhagavatam class. Because our life depends on hearing Bhagavatam. Right? Simply by doing this small exercise of everyday hearing Bhagavatam, if you are able to conquer Krishna, why we should give it up, right? Why sleep? Afterwards, after the class you sleep, no? You sleep after the class. But that interest you should have. You should have. So protect yourself, Prabhupada is saying, like that. So this Gajendra, read Bhagavatam, even if you are unable to become perfect, all these verses that you learn, you know, it will be useful in the next life also. You will never forget, you know. All your BE, BTech, your BTech, sab bhul jaoge, abhi tak bhul gaya hoga. Main to bhul hi gaya main. Main to mechanical engineer tha. Main bole, Prabhuji, if you have to leave ISKCON, what you will do? पता नहीं मेरे को घंटी बजाने के अलावा और कुछ नहीं आता है. सिर्फ घंटी बजाऊंगा कभी तो भूल गया मैं तो। अभी कैका मैकेनिकल इंजीनियर सब भूल गया राइट फिर अगला जन्म में भी काम आएगा ये घंटी बजाना राइट प्रभुपाद टोल्ड जयप्रताप महाराज दैट द घंटी इन द पुजारीज हैंड इज मोर पावरफुल देन एटम बॉम्ब राइट सिर्फ घंटी इज वेरी पावरफुल सो गजेंद्र ही लर्न्ड दैवीयश गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यय मामेव प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतं तरन्ति ते सो आफ्टर फाइटिंग फॉर 1000 इयर्स विद क्रोकोडाइल देन सडनली ही रिमेम्बर्ड दिस वर्स देन ही सेड ओके लेट मी सरेंडर लाइक दैट सो रीडिंग भागवतम एंड प्रॉपर स्पेशल प्रॉपर बुक्स चैतन्य चरितामृत इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कीप ए गोल that you know in 3 years time I will finish reading all 12 cantos Bhagavatam I gave that task no to somebody to you you are doing it keep it 3 years I will finish reading just read now you don't worry about details you just read fast reading you do just read with verse purport word to word meanings read purport and everything you read continue 12 cantos then second reading you read thoroughly so keep a goal that I will read Bhagavatam and I will read Chaitanya Charitamrita in 1 year's time 1 year is not required actually 6 months you can read you know every day you read one story of Krishna book come what may one day then after 60 years you will see you will see you have conquered Krishna it's very simple you know people complicate matters chant 16 rounds read Bhagavatam every day Hare Krishna dhanyavad any questions comments
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ji said that most of my disciples will end up with heaven. So you
yesterday ho gaya na discussion.
Nahin, but I didn't get the answer. So in essence, then our organization is reduced to karmakanda. In essence, if the final result is like this, then whatever we may be doing here.
See, you are initiated, but you have not read Bhagavad Gita. You have not read Bhagavad Gita properly.
I'm less intelligent. That's
that is why you ask this question. Exam, all of you, Haribol, you should have strict exam for initiation. So how you passed? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Shuchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. Where is Karmakanda? Those devotees who are actually not completely finished their devotional service. Prabhupada writes in the purport, those who have done little devotional service and fall down, they will go to Swargaloka. Those who have done long time devotional service, if they fall down, they will take birth in Vaishnava family. So where is Karmakanda? How you are saying such an offense? ISKCON is not at all, we condemn Karmakanda, Jnanakanda. Right? So Prabhupada gave this example that previously MBBS, passing of MBBS is very difficult. So those who used to fail in MBBS, you know, they used to get RMP, Registered Medical Practitioners. And in our village I know, they used to earn so much money. Like that Prabhupada said, those who fail in devotional service, all these karmis and all, if they fail in their duties, they will go to hell. But Prabhupada said, those who fail in devotional service, they will go to Swargaloka. Those who pass in devotional service, they go to Golok Vrindavan. Either way, you know.
The syllabus is very long. The syllabus is very long, so can't
Come
remember
on.
Everything.
Of course, yesterday I want to add something, yesterday's class, that Nimai Nidharva was asking. Prabhupada told Giriraj Maharaj this. I heard from Giriraj Maharaj that many of the ISKCON devotees land up in Swargaloka. But there is a toad also, there is a remedy also. In 11th canto Bhagavatam, Krishna says that my devotees, if they don't want to go to Swargaloka, I will not send them. So every day if you pray to the Lord, that my dear Lord, in case if I fall down, or in case I don't finish my devotional service, don't send me to Swargaloka. Give me birth as a worm in the stool in the devotee's house. That is okay, but don't send me to Swargaloka. Then Krishna will not send. But if you have a desire that you want to enjoy with apsaras, then that is a different thing. Okay? Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी अभी गजेंद्र के बारे में बता रहे थे कि जब अंतिम संकट में पड़ा तो भगवान का स्मृति आया ज्ञान आया कि मैं प्रार्थना करूं तो मैं कभी कभी देखता हूं कि भगवान विस्मृति भी कर देते हैं भक्त लोग फॉल डाउन हो जाता है और कभी कभी सहायता भी कर देते तो मैं कैसे समझ करूंगी
नहीं नहीं भगवान विस्मृति नहीं करेंगे वो भक्त चाहता है ऐसा यू नो क्या बोलते हैं मिस यूज ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस हिंदी में क्या बोलते हैं Misuse of independence. Huh? Swatantrata. Huh? Swatantrata ka durupayog. Krishna always, ab Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord goes to Vrindavan. You know? Wo chapter mein, 15th shloka aisa kuch hai. Wo padhiye, aapko samajh mein aayega. Right? Humko determination hona chahiye, drudha vrat. होना चाहिए कि हम फॉल डाउन नहीं होना चाहिए करके नहीं है तो हम दृढ़व्रत नहीं है तो चैतन्य महा भगवान के संग में रहने के बाद भी हमारा फॉल डाउन हो जाएगा बिकॉज हम हमारा स्वतंत्रता को दुरुपयोग करेंगे इसलिए प्रभा जी बोले फेंसिंग में रहने का फेंसिंग बना के भक्तों का संग में रहने का हमेशा राइट फिर कभी कभी आपका आपको जो हमेशा निंदा करता है यू नो डांटता है वो आपका असली फ्रेंड है जो आपको हमेशा प्रशंसा करता है वो शत्रु है आपका शत्रु है जो राइट जो आपको हमेशा निंदा करता है ना साथ में रहने का वो हमेशा आपका फॉल्ट बताता रहेगा कि तुम ऐसा है राइट इसलिए हमको प्रभुपाद जी बोलते हैं इन एवरीबडी इज लाइफ We all should have a Vidura. You know, in first kind Bhagavatam, Dhritarashtra ke jeevan mein Vidura hai, isliye bahut daata tha usko, gali karach kiya, tabhi jaake wo choda. Right? That's why Prabhupada says, all of us should have one Vidura in our lives, who will speak the truth. Jhooti prashamsa karke, you know, tumko chadayega, tum bhi sochega, ya, main bahut achha bhakt hu. Right? लेकिन आपको निंदा करने वाला चाहिए हरे कृष्णा धन्यवाद
कृष्णा रुजी यू आर रेफरिंग टू दिस भगवद गीता श्लोका 641 प्रभुपाद राइट्स हियर दैट After short practice of yoga, the yogi who falls after a short period of practice goes to higher planets. And then you refer to some 11th canto shloka where Krishna says that my devotee, if he doesn't want to go to higher planets, heavenly planets, I'll not send him. So then, what is the difference in the practice of these two people? One, when he falls down after short practice and leaves his body, he goes to heavenly planet. The other one, who also falls down, which reason we don't know, but then he does not want to go. And how does he manifest his desire of not of going to heavenly planets? And what is the difference in these two personalities?
By hearing, you know, now you know, we are hearing yesterday how, you know, it is so bad that when you are falling down from Swarga, you know, falling down from Swarga, all these Rakshasas and all, they eat their bodies and all. Right? So by hearing this, we should know, okay, in case if that, you know, you put a condition to Krishna, my dear Lord, now I know that, you know, going to Swarga is not a good thing. Because you lose so many years, no? If you are on the earthly planet, you know, there is every chance that you can meet a pure devotee.
My question is that, general sense, both the persons who are leaving bhakti yoga practice after some time, they have material desires. So then here in Prabhupada writes in purport here that he goes to heavenly planets and after long enjoyment there, then he comes to Chinam Srimatam Gehe. So then, which devotee,
you know,
will fall down without having material desire? If he has material desire, then he will go to heaven.
So, you know, that's why this hearing is very important. That's why Prabhupada stressed, read my books again and again, again and again. Why Prabhupada is condemning going to Swargaloka or impersonal Brahman, Mukti and all that? When by hearing all this file, even though we have material desires, you know, that's why Prabhupada told, you read 108 times Dhruva Maharaj pastime. Because Dhruva Maharaj, for 36,000 years, every day night, he was lamenting. You know, very important verse is there, that in Dhruva Maharaj, even after meeting Lord Vishnu, he is not happy. Because he was lamenting. So from Dhruva Maharaj's pastime, we can understand that, you know, even if I have material desires, I should not try to fulfill. So if I am not capable of getting rid of material desires, instead of praying to Krishna, please fulfill my material desires, you can pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, I am unable to get rid of my material desires. You are very powerful, I am very weak. Please remove the material desires from my heart. Right? You can pray like that. This comes from by hearing regularly. This knowledge, intelligence. So one should acquire that intelligence. That, like, yesterday I was reading fourth canto, this Prithu Maharaj's pastime. I was so disgusted reading Indra's doing all those things. I said, why, you know? So many nonsense he has done to steal that horse. What, you know, why we should go to such a place? I was getting those thoughts. Why should I go to such a place? Like that. So if you grind that desire not to go to Swarga, even if you have material desire, my dear Lord, one thing is don't fulfill. If you have to fulfill also, do it on earthly planet only. Because as long as I am on earthly planet, some ISKCON devotee will come and give you Prabhupada book. Right? So develop the desire. Every day, what is there? Every day pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, in case I fall down, please don't send me to Swargaloka. Huh? What is there? Now I know I should do that.
If you allow one small question more. As during the class you were referring to this mood that stick to the association of devotee in any case. And even if you are having some rough edges, still you stick on. Because at the end people will forget and then, you know, they will pray for you and chant for you and offer you Mahagarland and everything. But then also we hear, Prabhuji, that all these things which we do during our practice, they are not just washed off like that. We have to pay for that. Just like we hear the example of Dhritarashtra. Although powerful Mahatma like Vidura was helping him, but still because he had so much of Pandavas, he had frustrated them, disturbed them, he could not go to spiritual world, Goloka or Vaikuntha. He just reached their liberation, if I am not wrong or something. So,
there is a difference, no? If you go out completely, like Giriraj Maharaj, once he was discussing, they were all discussing, I think in Mayapur or somewhere, that we see that, you know, devotees are struggling so much and all that, you know. then in the end everything will be all right, he'll go back home. Said no, in the end, you know, Krishna will arrange such a situation, you know, that you do devotional service so intensely that everything will be taken care of at the time of death. Just stick to the devotee association. But if you leave the devotee association, you go out, and then I see many devotees, they start eating meat, you know, gambling, illicit sex, everything they do, and completely washed away for many, many millions of lifetimes. But if you remain in the association of devotees, even if you have done something wrong, you know, so many sinful activity or offense, you know, offense no problem, devotees will forgive you. Right? Sinful reactions, Krishna will reduce those sinful reactions, give some punishment, and make you all right in the next life. Right? Three lifetimes.
Lifetimes, you are telling.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whoever starts chanting or becomes a devotee, within three lifetimes he will go back and back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, 60 years, if you chant 16 rounds, you will go back and back to Godhead. So, idhar udhar hua, you know, next life, Krishna will give you a good birth. That's why you always pray that, you know, whatever happens in my next life, give me birth in the devotee's family, even if it is a worm in the stool. गाली करज करेंगे मेरे को ऑलरेडी 9:30 बज गया भूख लगी होगी छास
से कमेंट ऑन द क्वेश्चन अबाउट प्रभुपाद सेड हिज डिसाइपल मोस्ट ऑफ हिज डिसाइपल विल गो टू हेवन
हां
चलिए वी हैड इट अगेन एंड अगेन आई थिंक इट वाज दीनबंधु प्रभु हु दीनबंधु प्रभु who actually said he heard it himself and he was like shocked. So there is actually it's like taken out of context. But Srila Prabhupada was just observing that the devotees, they were though devotees but they were attached to material opulence. And that somehow in the beginning everybody thought that if I practice Krishna consciousness in my own way, automatically I will go back home, back to Godhead. But Srila Prabhupada was, so he made this remark, that when he saw the devotees actually attached to material opulence, so the natural destination is heaven.
Yeah.
And he made this point. But that's not what he's teaching.
Yeah. It's clear? Dhanyavad. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.